Lords, I'm hot with haste in seeking you. Arthur doth live. The king hath sent for you.
Oh, he is bold and blushes not at death. Avaunt, thou hateful villain! Get thee gone!
I am no villain.
Must I rob the law?
Your sword is bright, sir. Put it up again.
Not till I sheath it in a murderer's skin.
Stand back, Lord Salisbury. Stand back, I say. By heaven, I think my sword's as sharp as yours. I would not have you, Lord, forget yourself, nor tempt the danger of my true defense. Lest I, by marking of your rage, forget your worth, your greatness, and nobility.
Out, dunghill! Darest thou brave a nobleman?
Not for my life. But yet I dare defend my innocent life against an emperor.
Thou art a murderer!
Do not prove me so. Yet I am none. Whose tongue soe'er speaks false, not truly speaks. Who speaks not truly lies.
Cut him to pieces!
Keep the peace, I say!
Stand by, or I shall gall you, Falconbridge.
Thou had better gall the devil, Salisbury!
If thou but frown on me, or stir thy foot, or teach thy hasty spleen to do me shame, I'll strike thee dead! Put up thy sword betime, or I'll so maul you and your toasting iron that you shall think the devil is come from hell.
What wilt thou do, renowned Falconbridge? Second a villain and a murderer?
Lord bigot, I am none.
Who killed this prince?
It is not an hour since I left him well. I honored him, I loved him, and will weep my date of life out for his sweet life's loss.
Ah, trust not those cunning waters of his eyes, for villainy is not without such room. And he, long traded in it, makes it seem like rivers of remorse and innocency. Away with me, all you whose souls abhor the uncleanly savors of a slaughterhouse, for I am stifled with this smell of sin.
Away toward Bury, to the Dauphin there.
There to a king he may inquire us out.
Here's a good word.
Knew you of this fair work?
Beyond the infinite and boundless reach of mercy, if thou didst this deed of death, art thou damned, Hubert.
Do but hear me, sir.
I'll tell thee what!
Thou art damned as black. Nay, nothing is so black. Thou art more deep damned than Prince Lucifer. There is not yet so ugly a fiend of hell as thou shalt be if thou didst kill this child.
Upon my soul!
If thou didst but consent to this most cruel act, do but despair. And if thou wantst a cord, the smallest thread that ever spider twisted from her womb will serve to strangle thee. A rush will be a beam to hang thee on. Or wouldst thou drown thyself? Put but a little water in a spoon, and it shall be as all the ocean, enough to stifle such a villain up! I do suspect thee very grievously.
If I in act, consent, or sin of thought be guilty of the stealing that sweet breath which was embounded in this beauteous clay, let hell want pains enough to torture me. I left him well.
Go bear him in thine arms. I am amazed, methinks, and lose my way among the thorns and dangers of this world. How easy dost thou take all England up? From forth this morsel of dead royalty, the life, the right and truth of all this realm is fled to heaven. And England now is left to tug and scamble, and to part by the teeth the unowed interest of proud, swelling states. Now, for the bare-picked bone of majesty, doth dogged war bristle his angry crest, and snarleth in the gentle eyes of peace. Now powers from home and discontents at home meet in one line, and vast confusion waits, as does a raven on a sick fallen beast. The imminent decay of rested pomp. Now happy he whose cloak and cincture can hold out this tempest. Bear away that child and follow me with speed. I'll to the king. 1,000 businesses are brief in hand, and heaven itself doth frown upon the land.